Thank you and good morning. With wildfires raging across the region from southwestern Oregon to Lake County, thousands of residents have been affected. And in Lake County, as well as to the east in Trinity County, thousands of residents have been forced to evacuate their homes. On Wednesday, Coast Central Credit Union issued a release announcing that it will match up to $2,500 in relief funds for those affected by wildfires. CEO Dean Christensen said in a statement that now that the Red Cross no longer has operating chapters in Humboldt and Del Norte counties, the money will provide an alternative to help in relief efforts. The donations will be used to purchase sleeping bags, bottled water, personal items, and other supplies needed by families forced to evacuate. For more information and how to donate, contact Coast Central Credit Union. The search is on for a missing man. Jordan Christmas has more.
The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating 44-year-old Scott Fitzgerald, who has been missing since late July. Fitzgerald was staying in the Eureka area with some friends when he made the decision to drive to Garberville and hasn't been heard from since. On August 3rd, Fitzgerald's friends located his vehicle near a campsite in Whitethorn and were initially not concerned because Fitzgerald had stayed there in the past. In the coming days, Fitzgerald's friends returned to the campsite, but the vehicle was still there and Fitzgerald was nowhere to be found. Fitzgerald is a white male adult, 6'2", 185 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes, and is most likely walking with a cane.
Thank you, Jordan. There are now three candidates for seats on the Board of Commissioners for the Humboldt Bay Harbor and Recreation District. On Wednesday, local businessman Nick Angeloff announced that he will run for the 2nd District seat. Angeloff said that he will focus on economic development along the bay and an effort to increase revenue through expanded harbor use. Angeloff owns Redwood Empire Services, a business consulting firm, and is the president of the Rio del Scotia Chamber of Commerce. On to fire news. CAL FIRE personnel, along with state and county agencies, have the Humboldt complex of 7 wildfires at 60% containment. Nearly 1,800 personnel have been assigned to the fires, which have burned 4,700 acres in the southeastern part of Humboldt County near Alder Point and Blocksburg. The fires have caused injuries to 14 personnel and destroyed 6 outbuildings. The target date for full containment of the fires is August 25th. The Mad River Fire Complex has burned more than 20,000 acres, and 3 major blazes are the focus of fire crews. The Lassick, Gobbler, and Pickett fires have affected residents along Highway 36 in Trinity County, and the highway is closed at the county line due to fire activity. More than 1,100 personnel have been assigned to the Mad River Complex, which has forced the evacuation of residents around Ruth Lake, and the complex stands at 40% containment. There are 2 major fire complexes burning around Higham Palm, the Root Complex burning to the west, and the South Complex burning to the north and east. The 2 complexes have scorched more than 40,000 acres combined, and between the 2 operations, more than 1,600 personnel have been assigned. The fires in that region have forced some local mandatory evacuations, and voluntary evacuations are in effect for residents in the area as well. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. One of the issues raised around the discussion whether or not Measure Z was a good idea for the county was the question of what exactly constitutes public safety. For many, public safety means cops, fire, medical, and the district attorney's office, while for others it means those things, but also safe, passable streets, clear and safe hiking and biking trails, and clean open spaces in which to recreate. Sheriff Mike Downey is a part of the public advisory group for the allocation of Measure Z funds. He said that he can see and support the idea that public safety extends beyond police and fire.
You could put that in the category of public safety. You know, I think that fits into that, into that category. Obviously, I was on the Measure Z committee. We had some very robust discussions about, you know, what was acceptable, what was not. But then again, it comes down to the Board of Supervisors to make their decision. They pretty much went down the line with what the committee came up with.
Downey said that his wish list could have accounted for much more revenue than was requested, but that it made little sense. Hiring new patrol and corrections deputies is not a simple task, particularly when competing with other agencies.
You know, I asked for $3.5 million, and I pretty much got what I wanted. I could have easily gone for much more, but I have to be realistic as to what I can bring on in a short period of time as far as personnel.
Public safety can mean a lot of things, and Downey thinks that the advisory committee and the supervisors have struck a good balance in the allocation of public safety funding. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.